there is a tension that runs through Indian country right now between traditional and so-called non-traditional governments and ways of doing business. But the fact of the matter is, you have to have both streams operating at the same time for tribes to survive in the long run, I think. Internally, you need to be sensitive about your people's traditions, but externally, you need to have people who are capable and equipped to deal with the outside world. And as the outside world becomes more sophisticated, so those people who manage those relations for Indian tribes need to become more sophisticated. I think we're learning that, but when you get a bunch of Indians together, one of the things we all acknowledge among ourselves, although unfortunately not to the outside world, is we do have a ways to go internally in terms of exercising self-government with respect for our own people. The Congress had to force the adoption of civil rights as against tribal governments through the passages of the Indian Civil Rights Act, and a lot of tribes resented that. The Congress still has not forced tribes to waive their sovereign immunity so that their own members can sue them in their own courts, but I think that will happen one day unless tribes begin to be more respectful of their own people and more responsible in the exercise of powers of self-government. Tribal government institutions need to be treated as institutions and not as personal power bases for individual Indian leaders. And Indian leaders need to assume responsibility for a lot that happens and does not happen in Indian country instead of simply blaming the dominant society. We've been doing that for a long time, and there's a lot of truth to that. But there is also a lot of truth to the reality that there are things that we have failed to do ourselves. And I think at the end of the day, our long-term ability to survive and thrive as distinct cultures and people will depend on that.